And except you went into a store and they had a new kind of cheese or something and they wanted you to try it, they'd offer you a free...
Yeah, they did that up at Kroger's here a while back. Give me a little old piece of cheese, or I believe it was cheese, and some kind of little sandwich made. And they said, here, try this and see if you like it. We got it sale right over there, see?
Mm-hmm. And they call that a free?
Yeah.
Free what?
Oh, I don't know what they might call it. He didn't say to me. They just said, here, try this and see if you like it, see? And that's what they told me when I was up there.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
fountain pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
That'd be it. Well, they used to use safety pins on that, but they don't use them anymore.
Mm-hmm. And soup you buy comes in a can made out of...
What?
A can is made out of...
It's made out of tin.
And a dime is worth...
What?
A dime. Money, a dime.
Well, you mean it's worth 10 cents or something like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. Do you say those words the same? T-I-N and T-E-N?
Mm-hmm.
Do you pronounce those the same?
No, they wouldn't. They'd be different there. One of them means a ten piece of metal.
Uh-huh.
Another means 10 cents.
And say if a man was going to go to church on Sunday, what would he wear?
Well, now that's theirs. He's supposed to wear Sunday clothes is what they say here, but I don't know, they'd be different things. I never did dress up to go to church.
What would Sunday clothes be?
Well, it'd be a suit or a nice shirt and a pair of pants or and your best shoes or your best clothes, I'd say. That's what they always call Sunday clothes, was your best clothes.
Talking about the suit, if he had just bought it, it would be a
brand new suit or whatever you might mind.
Do you remember the three-piece suit?
Yeah.
What was
coat,
it?
Vest, and a pair of trousers.
Uh-huh. Any other name for trousers?
Well, pants they called them. Some of them did. And some of them called them breeches.
Which of those words do you use?
Well, I call them pants.
Mm-hmm.
Pants and coat and pants.
Mm-hmm.
But the proper name, I believe, would be trousers on.
Mm-hmm. It would say breeches.
Well, that's somebody just sort of like me. Don't much care what they say, you know what I mean?
What about something that a man would wear if he's working out around the barn? Something that'd come up.
That's overalls. I used to wear them all the time. Didn't wear anything else for Sunday or no other time. I wore overalls all the time. When I went somewhere, I got me a brand new pair of overalls, mostly with striped ones, and a white shirt. And that's the way I went dressed.
Say it, Bob.
And I ain't worn none in 25, 30 years now.
Why'd you quit wearing them?
Well, everybody else did, and I quit too. Most all country people wore overalls.
Uh-huh.
All of them did. All of the country people wore overalls. But they don't wear them, just one every once in a while. You see maybe now it's a pair of overalls when they quit wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but they did. And I guess it might be a pretty good thing because you ain't got no belt or nothing around your stomach and you're going to get old. It's going to make a difference there.
Say if you went outside without your coat and you wanted it, you'd say, tell someone, would you run inside and what me my coat?
Bring me my coat or get my coat.
Okay, so then he went inside and he...
After my coat, or got my coat.
Or, and he what it to me,
he brought it to me.
And say, here I have what you your coat.
Well, they say, here's your coat, or I brought you a coat, or something like that.
And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it